The papers now with Fiona Kelly.
May steps up drive to win support for Brexit agreement. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. And the Times Ireland edition also leads today with Brexit, quoting the Taoiseach saying that there is no plan B as far as this deal is concerned. Comments he made after the EU gave the green light to the Brexit agreement at yesterday's special summit meeting in Brussels. Although they find their front page stories elsewhere, the Irish Independent and Irish Examiner both run with Brexit-related editorials this morning. The Independent weighs up the challenges facing the British Prime Minister under the headline, Brexit moves closer, but Mrs May faces a big battle. While the Examiner runs with an Aintree-inspired metaphor, suggesting that yesterday's negotiation represented Brexit crossing Breacher's Brook at the first time of asking, and that although that is an achievement in itself, many daunting obstacles lie ahead. The Irish Times gives front page coverage today to the Implant Files, a project the paper is involved in conjunction with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, examining the regulation of the medical devices sector. Colm Keener reports that 8 deaths that might have been caused by medical devices were reported in the first 9 months of this year. The paper devotes 3 inside pages to this story today. The government has been warned by trade unionists not to scrap existing pension tax relief as part of its planned shift to so-called auto-enrolment. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The Examiner leads with the line that state agencies have made more than 1,250 disclosure requests to access people's private online information from internet companies over the past 5 years. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with statistics related to drivers detected with drugs in their system. We're told that 1 in 7 drivers tested positive for drugs during random tests carried out by Gardaí. The suspected arson attack on a hotel in Moville County Donegal yesterday, which was due to host asylum seekers, provides the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror, which reports that the owner and his daughter had to be hospitalised after the attack. Learner briber, that's the lead headline in today's Herald, which reports on a case in Tallaght District Court in which a former United Nations translator tried to bribe her driving test examiner with €50, having failed the test on 4 previous occasions. The examiner at the test centre in Tallaght failed 51-year-old Zayan Sharif and reported how when she got into the car, there was a tissue box with €50 in it on the dashboard. In her defence, the married mother of 3 told the court that it is common in Islamic culture for women to give little gifts to one another. She was found guilty, but the case was struck out and she was ordered to donate €500 to charity. The choice of Johnny Sexton as World Rugby Player of the Year receives lots of front page covers this morning. Simply the best is the headline on the front of the Examiner. And finally, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead with another sporting story. The appointment yesterday of Mick McCarthy as the new manager of the Republic of Ireland soccer team. Writing in today's Independent, Eamon Sweeney is sceptical about the whole setup with Stephen Kenny due to take over in 2020. Stephen Kenny will be handed an almost impossible task, he writes. Hamlet drank from a chalice with less poison in it.
And thanks, Fiona. After the break...